I'm holding on Rashi and Tezayim and Aleph. When we tam in Me'achareyan, the fourth line, Nichas Tuma B'Sech Acharehen Mi'Bachutz, if Tuma goes into what's in back of them, on the outside, B'Mokam Chakak Beis Moshavam, in the place where they would on the pedestal, they would dig out a indentation where the pedestal where it stand on. Which people do in Kli Eitz. That's our Becher. Your Becher, which stands on a pedestal, it has a indentation inside in the bottom. Ve'mitam and migabon. There's no tumah on the outside of it, though.
Indentation.
Yeah, because it says El Techer has to go inside of it. It says by Kli Zchuchis, since Yeshem the Kana, the Hasich, and you can melt them, Alasa, Lasesh, and Kelim to make the Kelim again, so therefore they go, therefore they're like Klimateches. The Mor says, well, they're like Klimateches, why doesn't it go back to Mosin HaYeshona? In Nitzmo.
Why doesn't it go back to what?
You know, see, your words here yesterday, this is Gemara, which I explained yesterday, I'm sorry, you're going to have to follow, whatever you'll get, okay? To Mosin Yeshona. In Nitzmo, if they became tame, v'nikvu, and then you got a hole, so therefore the tiaru, that is matire them. V'chosev osim mehen kelim, and then you, after it became tor, you reuse these metal to make it into a keli again. So yachzul, so the more is saying, by kli tzchuchis, it should go back to its tuma, yachzul tumosim, it should go back to the tuma which it had, latinan tefillah, which required tefillah. It's like klimatchis, so we know by klimatchis it goes back. It says tiru, then if you break it, it gets a hole, or you break it, it loses its status of a kli, it's tor. You rebuild it, chosel tumosin yeshona. The commandment for first time. Later on, the Mor is going to explain why it goes back to the tumi yeshona. Shetayin toharin. The loch is by kli eitz. Or kli etzim and kli zchuchis, if they're poshut, if they're flat, they're not makabel tuma. If they can hold something inside of them, so then they're makabel, if it's based kibble, then they're tame. Why? The ishkus is eitz, but or the sak. There's a hekesh between eitz, kli eitz, and kli or to sak. The yeshle based kibble, sak by definition, functions because it has something to hold something inside of it, a sack. Then kli etzim is ishkish le etzim or the parshas midyan. The parshas midyan it says etzim together with etz and or kol begad b'chol kli or b'chol kli etz. I mean about kol shech. What is that pasuk of? And then the pasuk says doesn't say etzim. It says Masa Izim. So what does Masa Izim mean? So the phrase Masa Izim is a mean of a kol shechtin l'chavi dover habua mino izim. It's coming in Marba, something which is comes, well, it says or already. So some of mino izim mean her kanayim from the horns, I mean otzomas and the bones, I mean otzomas from the hooves. If you make a keli out of these things, so it would have a locha of being have a din of tumah. So that's in the same pasuk. It says baget. It says or, and it says kliets, kli etzem. I mean, so etzem goes is in the same pasuk as klior. Klior, we know that there's the hekesh in a different place of etz and or tisak. Therefore, it has to be. It's only makabel tuma if it accepts tuma if it has a base kibble. Kli zchuch is the commandment the first time on my pshtayin toharim me'achar the tumah l'matechus. If they like matechus, so why are they pshtayin toharim? The more is going to explain. Tumi Yashana, she asked all about Acher Shatir, Rumimena, was Rabbanan, he can come on the Hilchusa. Going back to Tumi Yashana is a Dinda Rabbanan. And so they regard to that only by something which is Tumah Deraisa to start with. Tumah's Kli Matech is Deraisa. The Tumah itself to start off was Deraisa, that goes to Tumi Yashana, that regards to Tumi Yashana, but Kli Sluch is Dikar, Tchilas Tumasa, let's say Elamir Rabbanan, a glass vessel, which the original Tumah was only the bottom to start with, Gozer Tumah Yishan, they weren't Gozer Tumah Yishan. The Morris says, that's very nice. That's why it's not like Kli Matechas in that point. But Peshutei and Mia Litame, why aren't the, if it's like Kli Matechas, a flat Kli is Mekabel Tumah, as long as it's a Kli. It's made for a function. Peshutei and Mia Litame, the Kli Matchas, the Peshutei Kli Matchas, the Raisa, that's the Raisa. You're saying that schuchis is like that. Litame should be tame. The leker l'shnuye b'ha'ak l'shanina b'tuma yishan. You can't answer like you're answering over here. By tuma yishan. Some more answers. Avdir b'nei nekerub b'tumas kli schuchis. Chachamim did not want to make kli schuchis totally like kli matris. V'chilku bo. And they differentiated in it mitzuma deraisa from tuma deraisa. Lohidi, in order to clarify to people, she midivrei, and that's only the rabbanon. Why is that important? Lo yisrafu aleha tuma bekachim, and therefore you will not, if it touches tuma bekachim, you will not burn the tuma bekachim. You will just not eat them, but you will not burn them. Lo sarvi tuma mishum tuma the rabbanon bar min vav sveikas. The only place where the talacha by Tumah Derabanan that you burn Shruma is the cases which you mentioned on Tesla Avama Beis, the six cases mentioned on Tesla Avama Beis. But all other Tumas Derabanan, you do not burn Shruma. Tosis disagrees with Rashi, and Tosis says that that's not true. There are other Tumas Derabanan where you do burn Shruma besides those six, but he does agree with Rashi. I mean, the more he's saying that over here, regarding Kli Schuchis, you do not. Ravashi had answered, Lo'elam Kli Cheres Damo, that the reason, he says, what we said in Tazor Bay is that the reason why you take a glass keli is Mekabel Tumah, because it's very similar to Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres, you take earth, take clay, and you make it into a keli. And Kli Schuchis, you take sand and you make it into a keli. So this is the property is the kaolin, and this is the silicon. But you know, but basically it functions very similar to what it is. Halbriyasim in a chol, it's like Kli Cheres. So now it's like Kli Cheres. So I understand why Pshutayin are tor, because not like that Kli Cheres Pshutayin are tor. I understand why there's no Tumah Yishana, because Kli Cheres is no Tumah Yishana. The only question you want to know, why is Mekabel Tumah Migamba? That's the only problem. Hilchah Peshutayin is Taharit, Vein Behem Tumah Yishana, because it's like Kli Cheres. And I do not get involved in Kli Matchis at all. It's not Kli Matchis, it's not the issue. Why is Gabon Tomeh? A transparent Kli, you can see the inside and the outside at the same time. We relate to the outside as being as if it's inside. That's the halacha by Kli Schuchis, as opposed to by Kli Cheres, where it's clear to the person the inside of the outside. What's inside, what's outside. Okay. We are on the third line of the Gemara. New piece of Gemara. Shimon ben Shatach was tikkun ksuba. The Morris quotes that Shimon ben Shatach was masakin the halacha of ksuba, which Rashi before explained what that means. It doesn't mean the halacha of ksuba per se, but it means some of the details of how you collect the ksuba. And regozer tuma al kli matchis. He was gozer tuma on metal kalim. The Morris says, what do you mean? Kli matchis is the rice in kli matchis is the tuma by kli matchis is the rice. The ksuba says by the parshas Midyan when they came back. That Elazar told the Pekudei HaChoyel, the people in charge of the Choyel, that all of the Kalim, which are metal, you have to mimitar them. They any Buddha they brought back, which was metal, it's possible to touch people which were dying, etc. So you have to retire. And it says, and the Zob and the Kesev, etc., it mentions six types of metal that they have to retire them. So you see, Klimat, this is the rice. Some more answers. What it meant that Shimon Shatach was Gerza Tuma on metal, he meant he was Gerza the Locha, that if you take a metal keli and you break it, and it becomes Tor, and then you rebuild it, it goes back to its previous Tuma. That's the Rabbanon, that was Shimon Shatach's Zera. Tamar Vihudam Rav. And Rebbe Rav says, we're going to prove now that this Gzera was instituted at the time of Shimon ben Shatach. We're not going to prove that was actually him, but it was instituted at his time. And since he was the Av Bezdin, probably he was the one who was going to be the one who instituted it. It says, Maisa v'shaltzion mehamalka. Well, better known to us as Shlom Tzion. So Shlom Tzion HaMalka, it's a story with her. She was making a chasna for her son. And all the kelim came tell me with Tumas Meis, Rashi points out. Tumas Meis requires a process of the using the mechatas, using the water from the and the ashes of the Pura Duma. And then you have to sprinkle out on day 3 and day 7. So she needs 7 days. The kelim which she needed for the chasna became tomei. She needs 7 days to retire it. The chasna is supposed to be tomorrow. Okay. Minizmakol kelim. So what does she do? She brosin. She had them broken. Minizmakol kelim. She gave them to a person who's a solderer. And he soldered them back together again. And made new kelim. So here you have the Malka, the face of all of the Jews. You know, it's a great idea she has. You know, just rebuild everything. Some realize this is to be a very bad precedent. Nobody's going to use Paradum anymore. Wait the 3 days or the 7 days when I can just break it, give it to the solderer, and put it back together again. That's it. So Amar Chacham, and the Chacham said, Yachsul Tumas and Yishad. I'm sorry, ma'am, it doesn't work. It's going to go back to its old Tumah.
Is it at the time or after the time?
Right, it sounded like it was right on the spot. You know, right. So here is when they instituted the Tekana, and that was the time she was the sister of Shimon Shatach. So he did that to his sister. And they instituted it at the time of Shimon Shatach. My time, what was the reason? Mishum Geder Mechatas Nagubo, because this was necessary to protect the process of Mechatas, that Mechatas would be continued to be used for the purpose of Kalim. I mean, obviously, for people, you can't do it for people. Can't break the person and put it back together again. But for the Kali, people would forget that you need Mechatas. Eventually, Rashi says, for Kalim, because nobody ever used Mechatas for Kalim, if you can do this.
So it was a relatively simple process then to break and reassemble these things?
I imagine they were much more adept at fixing things. They didn't throw things out the way we do. You go back to your pioneer, and, you know, in Missouri in the 1850s. He knew how to fix everything. Right? So Moore says, okay, so that it comes out that the whole concern over here was because of the Tumas Meis, that he would not use Mechata. So it should only apply, then, really, that it goes back to its previous Tuma by Tumas Meis. So Moore says, Honicho Lamanda Omar, this explanation is very good. According to the one who says that Lo Yechol Tumas Omru, this halacha that goes back to Tuma Yeshana, it's not by all Tumas. Ela Tumas Hameis Bolvad Omru. They only said this halacha that it goes back by Tumas Meis. So according to that opinion, Shaper, that's a very nice explanation why they made the Tekana. Because it fits very nicely only by Tumas Meis. Ela, however, Laman Da Omar, according to the opinion which says, the Chol Tumas Omru, that it goes back, it reverts back to Tuma by any Tuma, the Kedah became Tuma could touch the Sheretz, etc. They also were Masaka that it goes back to its old Tuma. Why? So what was the logic behind that? Make remember, how are you going to explain that? Omer Abaya. So Baya, the Gemara should give two answers. Baya says, Gezeru, Shemer lo yikaveno b'chtei taharosu. You know, in the person's haste to get the Keli Torah and then reuse it, you know, so his plan is to fix it up. You know, so there's this Yetzahar over there to not make the hole too big, because I'm going to have to put the whole, you know, if I'm planning to be mitar and throw it out, it's one thing. I'm planning to mitar it and then put it back together again. So if one of the ways you mitar it is by taking it apart. One of the ways you mitar it is by putting a hole in it. Well, there's a very big temptation not to make the hole too big, because you're going to have to fill it up again. So I'm afraid might not make the hole too large enough. And we'll learn later on, there's different size holes for different types of kalim. And some kalim, the hole which is required is quite large. Rashi says the largest hole that you need by certain kalim is the size of a mozi riman. It's large enough for a pomegranate to fall through the hole. Okay, that's what's matar of the kalim. Again, we'll see later on how different kalim have different sizes. So more later on, enough pay something. So we'll get there eventually. The whole sugya over there, but the different sizes of the holes per kalim. But we can see why a person might not, if that's what's necessary, a person might not want to make the hole that big. So they said, you know what? And that applies any tumah. So you know what? You did it, goes back, it's tummy anyway. So the guy says he has no motivation, he might as well take it to the mikveh already and not get involved in making holes. That's a bayah. Rava Omar, Gzera Shemer Yermu Tvila Bas Yermu Oilalo. Here's a barrel over here. He sees his neighbor Ruven, that the sheretz touches the keli. 3 hours later, he walks by and sees that he's using the keli again. He says, aha. He ran to the mikveh, he tovel it, and he's using it again. You see that, even as soon as you tovel it, you can use it again. The loch is by keli. It's like a person, there's a din of tvil yarm. See, if he's about to use it for Meiser Sheni, he can use it right away. If he wants to use it for Truma, he has to wait till the sun sets. And really what happened was, the fellow broke the Kli and put it back together again, which that is effective immediately. But the guy, Beryl over here, doesn't know that. He says, you see that by the mikveh, it works right away. And then he's going to, tomorrow, something happens to him, he'll use it right away. So if we would allow it to be used like this, we're going to have people mistakenly think that There's no din of Harav Shemesh by Tefillah. Versus my Benayu. What would be again, the supply by any tumah. The Mor says, what is a practical difference between Abaya's explanation and Rava's explanation? Versus Ike Benayu, the Ratzfinhu Miratzev. That you ripped it apart totally destroyed the Kehli, and then rebuilt it. Rashi construes this nafkamina in both directions. The pshat that Rashi prefers is like this: that Robert, when the Gzer would not apply in that situation, because when you take the whole thing apart and put it back together again, it's obvious to people what happened. It's one thing you take apart a little bit, you know, and then you put it back together again, so people will not necessarily notice that it's a newly rebuilt. But you take apart every single thing, you rip the whole thing into shreds, and you put it back together again. So people say, brand new keli he got. So they're not going to draw any conclusion. The point was, they're going to mistake what happened, that he took it to the mikveh. Well, over here they will not mistake that, because it's obvious that this was not put in the mikveh. But the chashash of Abaya, that he might not make a whole large enough, so Reuven ripped it apart totally. Shimon says, I'm smarter than him, I'll just make a hole. And the hole might not be big enough. So the fact that Reuven takes it apart totally is not a reason not to make the Gzeru. So for the next guy, because of the next guy. It's all metechos. Metal. Then that answer your question? Right. So people will recognize it's a brand new keli. People will recognize it's a brand new keli. That's what the Gemara is saying. According to Rava, there'd be no ktumah yeshana. Okay, see Rashi. Third line. Mishal tzion. Bimei shem menshatach ha-yisro. She was in the time of shem menshatach. Kol keleha. All of the kelim came to me with mace. So ha-yisro tzrich al-hamtin ha-zoz shlishiv shiz. Now she has to wait to sprinkle on day 3 and day 7. And she didn't have enough time for that. She broke them. So she can be mitar them to use again for that day. You know, when they used to make chasnas, they had a lot more things to worry about in the times of when there's tumah and tahara than just we have to, another thing to worry about by chasnas. You know, it's all you need is one of the cooks to become a nida, you know. Bam! There goes all your food and there goes all the kalim. Veriskan is suldi belaz, soldering. Shemachaber kesef b'makam shever. You would melt silver on the place where it was broken to put it back together again. Geter mechatas nimsu mechatas betel. This is to protect mechatas because if we don't do this, people are never going to want to use mechatas. Shenlecha adam mantin zayin yamim. Nobody's going to want to wait 7 days. Elas shervan, he would break it and rebuild it. So the whole concept of mechatas applying to kelim would be forgotten. The mandamer Rashi says lo yadana hech. I'm not sure where this mandamer says it was only said for tumas meis. And the kveger, if you notice the kveger, that little circle with the dark inside of it is a see into the Gilyan Hashas. So he takes you to a Rashi in Brachas and daf chaf hey on a beis. And there, Rashi, there, Kveger makes a list. There, on that Rashi also says he doesn't know what something is. And there, Kveger makes a list of all of the Rashis and Shas, where Rashi says he doesn't know. I guess, you know, just to point out to you, Rashi also didn't know something. It's okay not to know something. Tosfos actually quotes it's referred to Rashi ben Gamliel, and he quotes a source from Masechtas Kelim. The question is why exactly Rashi did not feel that was a valid source. Amru Shiyaz, this all that said that Amru means that we said it goes back. There's cases, not all Kalim need this, but there are cases of Kalim which need the amount, the hole large enough that a reman can fall out. People will think you could use a keli right away the same day. Below Harav Shemesh, without the sun setting. Sharoya, the person who sees, Shinitmu, that it became Tomei. And Umishamshin Boya Hen Boya Yom, they're using it later on that same day. When Yodea Shinishbaru, he doesn't know they've broken in between. Server, he thinks, Shehit Bilum, that they put it in the mikveh, and he sees you're using it again. So Erla, well, to say that's day ready, it works. Tefila works immediately. So Marzal Nafkamin is the Ratzvina Muratze. Hirikon, he emptied them out. Vishibron, he cool and he broke it totally. Combine the language of Muratze, if it's combined by Achelis, Ritzufa, the more Anita talks about, you found a crushed louse. So the word Ritzufa means crushed. Now, the way I explain the Gemara, I construed the Gemara was the second way Rashi explains it. The Rashi first explanation is the opposite. Shema lo yikvenu leka. If the guy went to the lengths of ripping it apart totally, so not worried about him not making a hole large enough. Obviously, right? He's willing to rip it apart totally. But Shema yomra ika, we're still worried about people misinterpreting it and thinking that was happening because of tefila. That's one way to understand. Or Vikadami, some explain it the opposite. Shemalo Yikabenu Ika. The concern that you might not make a hole large enough still applies, because even this guy made a hole large enough, but he ripped it apart. But the next guy won't do that. But Shema Yamru Leka, but to mistakenly conclude from this in regards to Tvila, there's not a problem. So Aminker Asiya Sheni Skadash Kula. We can tell over here that this was really rebuilt, and this was not the same as going to the Mikra. Mizen Yerbena, this shot, the second shot, is the one that Rashi prefers. Okay. Ve'idach mai. So we have the way the Rishonim learn. We have nine of the Yudches Dover have been listed already in regards to Tumah. So the person eats Eichel Rishon, it becomes Tomei. It's one. Eichel Sheni is two. Mashkan Tomei, he drinks Mashkan Tomei, is three. Rosh Haruba Maim Shubim is four. Torshin Afla Rosh Rubim Maim Shubim is 5, Sefer is 6, Yadayim is 7, Baruch Lum, which came Tomei B'Mashkim, is 8, and Kelim, which came Tomei B'Mashkim, is 9. So we have 9 of the 18. The truth is we have 11, and Perlon L'Oraner, and Perlon L'Oraner is two more, but we have 11 of them. We have to figure out the remaining 7. Okay? V'Iduch Mai, what are the other ones? Mahi, what are the other remaining gzeiros which took place in the Elias, that they went to visit Elias ben Gur ben Hananya, Chizkiya ben Gur, right? Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gur, right? That Beishami was the majority, was the roi over Beis Hillel. They came to a minyan and they regards to these things. Okay. So it looks like this, that Mayim Shulman passes a mikvah. Water which went into a keli purposely. There was drawn, person drew the water. Right? But if you have a keli sitting outside, just somebody left it outside, no purpose at all, it rained and the water went in, that water is not Mayim Shulman, even though it's in a keli. It hasn't been drawn. That's why the Chalat use Lashon of Mayim Shulman. Now, if you pick up the Keli and use the Keli now to transport it, then you want it in the Keli. Then it becomes Mayim Shulman. But if you had a mikveh right there and you smash the Keli and the water flows out from the Keli into the mikveh, you're okay. That's not Mayim Shulman. Now we're gonna explore that halacha. It's not. Hamaniach Kelim Tachas Atzinus. The person has a tzinur, which is some type of a pipe, in a way which is not going to have a din of Shulman. Going from the roof down to the chotzer, and he puts a keli under the tzinur. So the keli under the tzinur is definitely there to catch the water. So that's going to be mayim shuvim. The kabba ben make shamim, and its function, the purpose is to catch the runoff from the roof of the rainwater which is coming off the roof. So the loch is it's my it has a din of mayim shuvim.
The kabba ben make shamim, that's the same water that's going through the tzinur.
Yeah. He wants to catch the runoff of the rain from the roof. Okay. So, what the mission is now going to do is, we know that Gabi Hilchos Tuma, a certain kelim which have different reasons, they're not makabel tuma. They're too large for makabel tuma, or they're made of materials that are not makabel tuma. And the mission is going to point out, I don't care, but over here, the regards to Hilchos Shuvim, any keli, whatever it is has a loch of Shuvim. It creates a din of shuvim. Sechet kelim gedolim. Whether it's very large kelim, because it says large kelim, we have the lochos kli eitz. If it's a certain size, it's not makabel tuma. Kli eitz, which is so large it can hold 40 saw inside of it, is not makabel tuma. It's learned out that by kli eitz is only makabel tuma if it can be something which can be transported and moved mole v'reka, reka no mole. It's over here. It's so large and it's full. You're not moving it. So it's so not from Pasuk, that's not makabel tum. But the Gabi Hilchos the din of Mayim Shuvim is considered a kli, and went into a kli, it's Mayim Shuvim. Rebecca Kalim Katan in Russia says they're so small that people think maybe it's called went into a keli, it's like a garnish with the clay, a little thing. It's still called Mayim Shuvim. Ve'afilu, it's made out of materials which are not makabel tum. Kli avonim, kelim made out of stone and not makabel tum. Or kli adama, kelim are made out of adama, which is dirt, which has been mud, which is made into a kli. The way most Rashi explained, Rashi does not explain like this. Most of them explain, and the point being, it's different. The kli cheres, it wasn't put into a kiln, it wasn't fired in a kiln. So it was made of a very hard earth of clay, which is not, you don't have to put into a kiln to use. That's not kli cheres. Kli cheres is earthenware which has been fired in a kiln. Rashi explains that just it was a different type of, you didn't mix, I'm not sure what Rashi means. We'll see in Rashi. But anyway, Kli Adam are not makabel tuma. Or Kli Glolim. Rashi says that Kli Glolim is referring to kelim made out of marble. In some places Rashi explains it means kelim made out they would use the manure of the animals and it would dry and harden, they would make a keli out of it. They're not makabel tuma. But even though they're not makabel tuma, they didn't shuv him. So water going to any of these things will pass on the mikvah. And that's clear, that's the raisa, that's not a question. Now, the Mishnah continues and says, Echad HaManiach, whether the person put the keli there, intentionally. So then it's again that's so that was called she'uvin. It was there to hold the water. Whether the person just forgot the keli there, and it ends up the water going in unintentionally, still has a din of she'uvin. Divrei Rabbi Sham. It also says matarin v'shecheach. They hold the keli v'shecheach. It's not she'uvin. The word Torah over here meaning it's not she'uvin. Omer Meir. Meir says nimnu v'rabu b'shamay b'silu. Beshami Silo came, they came to account, and Beshami was the majority, and they won the case. So according to the mayor, this is one of the Yudches Dover. Now, we're going to explain the Machloikas, what exactly the case of Shekeach is in a second, but according to the mayor, this is one of the cases where they came to the scenario when Beshami was the majority was the story which took place in Leah's Chananya Mechizkim and Gar. And Beshami... This is, well, we'll see. It's actually a machlokes about a derabbanan. It sounds like it's a machlokes about a deraisa. That's what we'll see what the case is. Now, the Mishnah continues and says, "Amar Beis Shammai b'shechech b'chatzer shehu tor." Beis Shammai agrees in a case where you're shechechit, not under the tziner, but he had a keli sitting out in the chatzer, and he forgot that it was there. The rains come. Water ends up in the keli. You see, no intent at all for the water to go into the keli. So Bishami agrees that case, and that's Torah meaning getting. I mean, it's not Mayim Shuvim. He had no intent that the water should go in there. It's not called Mayim Shuvim. We'll see what that means in a second. Omer Biyosi says, Adai Machloik has become a menace. They never came to a minion. This was not one of the Yudches Dover. They never came to a minion, and Bishami never won. And so it's still Machloik and Bishami Beis Hillel. And the assumption normally is we pass like Beis Hillel, not like Bishami. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to explain. Omer Masharshim. Masharshim says, Debei Rav Amri, that in the Yeshiva of Rav, they explain the Mishnah in the following way. Hakol Moedim, Beis Hillel also agrees. Kishenichem B'shas Kishur Ovim. If they put the keli under the tzinur, when the clouds were gathering, it looks like it's about to rain, this is great, let's get the water, and puts the keli under the tzinur. Then he walks away and forgets about it. And the rain, he forgets about it, walks away to work. The rain doesn't come immediately. And his mind is no longer thinking about the idea of the keli holding the rain, the water. He walks away to work. And 3 hours later, eventually the storm breaks and the water goes in. He's a shecheach. But everybody agrees that case is tamei. That case is, it's called mayim shuvim. Okay. He was shecheach, but this was a fulfillment of his original intent that the water should go in. Everybody agrees that's mayim shuv. Everybody agrees b'shas pizer of him. He put kelim there when there was no rain, there was no clouds out there. Then he walks away and forgets about the keli. And then later on, at some point in time, a storm clouds gather, a storm, the rain comes down. He had no awareness at all of the rain coming in. He wasn't thinking about it at all at that point in time. To her. That's not considered Mayim Shuv. They recalled to her. Lo nechleku, where is the Machlekes? El shehinichem b'shas kishur ofim. He saw the clouds gathering, and he put the keli there to catch the water. These pazu, and the clouds spread. Means the storm never came. It went away. Then Mechazu and his kashel, and then he left the keli there, walked away, forgot about the keli, and then a new storm came later on. So what's the luck on that case? So Mar Silver, that's what where Beis Hillel says, "Bot the machshavtoi." His original intent is gone, and it's not considered a mayim shuvim because the original intent to catch that water was not fulfilled. The new water is coming, and he's not aware of. He's shecheach, so he's not. It's not considered mayim shuvim. Umar Sover loy bot lemachshavt, but the Shami says that we don't say that. The way the Rambam explains this Gemara, and that's a gzeira. That case really, Beis Hillel is what Beis Hillel says is really correct. On the Raisa level, that's correct. The original intent is gone, and the new intent he was not aware of. The new storm he's not aware of. So Mikra the Raisa, that case is not a problem. But the Chomer Geyser, according to Beis Shammai, the Chomer Geyser, if you can allow that case, people will perceive a case where a person put there intentionally to catch water, and they'll say, it's not called Mayim Shuvim. So next thing you know, they're going to be Matam Mayim Shuvim their ice. So that's where Beis Shammai was Geyser. Okay. According to Rabbi Yossi, they never came to account. Beis Shammai never won this case. This is not one of the Yudches Dover. Sabat Shaluhu, he's missing one of the 18. So Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchok. So there is another Zera which will count in as to fill up the numbers. Which according to the mayor will not be one of Yudches Dover. According to Biyasi, will be one of the Yudches Dover. And Tosha has a big problem with that because it's not going to work for a lot of different details. But we'll see in a second. Anyway, there's a lacha that a woman has a riya of dam from Oysen Mokum, so she becomes a nida. The pasuk says. The pasuk talks about in lashon of a isha ki yazuv zayv dama. Right, a woman who has a flow of dam. So it means we're talking about an adult. What about a child? Who would have such a thing? So the Chazal darshan from a drasha to tell me that also it's tummy, and that actually is possible to happen. Just to point out, it's documented that you can have. From birth, the hormones which a woman has there present at the birth can cause a female child to absorb the hormones and actually have a flow of dam. It's been documented. Okay. The kusim, which we'll assume for now that the kusim were valid Jews, but even though they were valid Jews, they did not keep all of the halacha. They didn't always agree with Chazal's drashas. They didn't hold all that drasha. So, if they would have a situation where a girl would do that, they would not be matar the girl. They would not go through the process of matar. They'd say she's not tamei. It's only isha in the pasuk. So Chazal regards her that benois kusim nidas marisosan, that the daughters of kusim are considered a nida from the day they're born, because we don't know what happened. We have to assume that they have a status of a nida. That's exer derbanan because the rice you don't think that it happened. Chomer Geyser, that din was by Yom Gozer. They were Geyser that day that on the Yurches Dov. To understand this halacha, you have to assume that the Kusim have a din of Geri Emes, that they were valid Gerim. So the derisa, there's a din Tuma, because a Goy has no din Tuma at all. The Chomer Geyser a din Tuma on the Goyim, but that wasn't this Zerim. Which was specifically about the Benois Kusim. That was a regular takana that all Goyim have a din tuma. So you have to assume they were Geri Emes. Tosha's problem is because Rabbi Yossi is actually the one who holds that they were not Geri Emes, they were Geri Arroyos. They only were Geri because of the lines that Hashem had sent. The story was that Sennacherib took the Seres HaShvatim out of the northern part of Eretz Israel, sent them who knows where, brought the people from Kush and put them up there. They were doing their Eretz Israel. The Russians sent lions in to eat up, you know, the people. So they said, you know, some problem over here. They realized they got to change, and they changed. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara. Was that then there was a valid gairus at that point in time? They just because they're scared of the lions, they stopped doing about Azar, but they didn't really truthfully accept the Torah. And Rabbi Yossi's sheet is Geri Arroyos. So we're trying to get things up shot according to Rabbi Yossi. He says we got a problem. Furthermore, according to the mayor, it's not one of Yudches Dover. And the Gemara Nida says it only goes like a mayor because he's Chayish Lemiyuta. So Tosha says, every way you construct this Gemara, we got a problem. That's Tosha's problem in the sugya. Right, I'm saying, I guess you could say that, but it sounded like Rabbi Nachman was saying a fact, that was Baba Yom goes, you know, so it's funny. Tosha works away out of the sugya. So this is the way Rashi explains it. Tosis does not like that. Tosis explains the Gemara differently because of his problems. Let's see Rashi. Okay. Tachas etziner. Shekavu, now Rashi wants to deal with why isn't, forget about the kale in the bottom, why isn't the pipe a problem? Why doesn't the pipe make it Mayim Shuvim? So, the way most Rishonim understand, the Rashi is not going to understand like that, if you have a pipe which is open at both ends and it has nothing, you know, and it has no type of a, like a, sometimes they used to have problems, that you, the roofs were flat, so there was X amount of debris on the roof which would come through the pipe, so they would make the pipe like an indentation to catch. So that's called a base kibble. You had a pipe that didn't have that, so it's not a problem. It's not, it can't hold water. So it's not a problem of shuvim, which is the way we make our mikvahs nowadays. You get the rainwater from the roof of the building down to the bore, you have a pipe which is open-ended, and it, you know, etc. But Rashi says, Rashi does not explain like that. Rashi explains, what they did was that shekavu l'vseif chakaku, they used the material, let's say wood, to make the sinner. They made some type of a pipe or some type of a trough, whatever it is. They put a block of wood there to start with. And then they drilled out a hole. They first attached it to the house. It's part of the karka already. Once it's part of the karka, it doesn't get into a kli. Because it's attached to the house, which is attached to the ground. So then, and then they were chokik it. Then they dug out the pipe, part of it. Amshik marim lemikvah. They bring water down to the mikvah. The shuvah and a poisel will not pass. Our kelim poisel mishum shiva. The kelim beneath will pass because of shiva vechik. Tell them whether it's small keli l'tema. Don't say l'chashivi. It's a small keli. It's not important. It doesn't create shiva. And attach it, Rashi seems to.
It doesn't become now before the karka and loses.
Right, so that pashas is a din rabbanon. But that is true. Again, but Rashi could have said the reason why it's not a problem is because there was no, it didn't hold anything. If you'd have a keli which held something, you did that. You'd have, right. That's true. That would be a problem. Min rabbanon. They do not accept tumah. But our kelim regards the loch of shiva. Glolim mishayish marble. Clear doma the lava yadi gibel who. Rashi says clear doma is you didn't mix it together and smooth it out and make a keli. You just like made a lump, and that was the keli. You know, it wasn't. It was the minimal processing. It's not like klicheres. Most of the difference is whether you fired it in the kiln. Rashi said the difference is that you process it. It could even be that you put it in the kiln, but you didn't shape it really. You just took the. You saw a big lump sitting like this. Oh, great! You just pulled it out of the ground. Look at this. You put it in the into the kiln. That's your supposed to the klicheres that you shape. You know your potter's wheel. So Rashi seems to say the difference is. You didn't. Gibel is making a leash out of it, making some type of a dough out of it. Shechech is matar. The shechech loy chashiva shiva. Hail below the kathnis kaban. If he forgot it there, that's not considered shiva. Beisham is mother bechotzer shlo tachas zina, not under the pipe. When he's smiling in a night, he just caught the rainwater falling down. Then when nafal the mikveh fell into a mikveh afterwards, shutor. Again, if you pick it up and it goes and put in the mikveh, every degree is a problem. But if from there, then the keli broke or it fell over and went to the mikveh without the person doing anything, it's okay. You put it under the pipe. You put it there when the clouds were gathering. And then they spread. And you forgot them there. And that's the case with the Gemara explains. Who the pligibo? That's what Rabbi Shammai says. The goli died. He sows that he wanted it there. The fact that the clouds have spread does not take away that original intent. Just sitting in the chatzur, feel mashas kisher of him. Even he put it there when the clouds were gathered. So the fellow went out to the chatzur and says, you know, let's catch the rainwater. And then when he's paused, and then the clouds spread, and then it came again. So it's the same case as the tzinner. No, over there loy mucha machshava kamaisa shaper. It's not obvious what his original intent was. Mikora, therefore there it's bottle. Now, if you understand that at the bottom level, that makes sense. Because it's there, people will perceive it as a case of maniach. So under the tzinner, it's obvious people will see that it's there for that purpose. Sitting in the chatzah, we don't know what it's there for, so people will not perceive it as a case of maniach, and they weren't grosser. If you go on at the reiser level, it shouldn't make any difference. Right? He put it there. This was intent. And then the fact that the cloud spread doesn't make a difference. That's what you see. We're dealing with the kind of the Rabbanon. They did not go to account. And there was never a majority of Beishami over Beisilu. The Chazim had Beisilu, and that was not Kaiser. It's still Machlaikas. He put it there when the clouds were gathering. And meanwhile, the rain didn't start right away. He went out to work. And he forgot about the Keli being there. And then it rained. That was his intent. His forgetting does not take away his intent. In a case where he put it there and there was no rain at all, we have no indication of what he wants. There was no clouds. Where's the machlokes? He put it there when the rain, the clouds are gathering, the clouds spread, and then a nuked storm came. Brother Machshav, Beisol says the chibis tfazu asach daite. He stopped thinking about it. Several years ago, they're not going to come. According to Reb Yosi, Batzer Lahu, you're missing Yudches Dover. Shein Zumin Aminyan. This is not one of the things. The Kol Zman Shlo Ninu V'Ravu Havelocha Kibesilu V'Tar. If it wasn't a count like Beisham being the majority, we passed the Beisilu. Nida is Mary Salson. Miyam Shinolda, the day she's born. The Gazrin and Dilma Chazoy Nidus. They'll see have nidus immediately. The kind of asiyah mitama ben nidus. She is mitama ben nidus. The Tanya, only ala isha says isha a mature woman. Sinokas basiyah me echad lenida minayin. How do we know that one day all says the nida? Tamal armer says vi isha extra vav. Because the main darshan midrash says they don't hold this drasha. Because chazan if a girl would have nidus, well, I'm not official love. They're not going to separate her from taharis. Helud gozer b'rabbanon. The Chazal were geyser that it's going to be Tomei. Now, so Rashi explains, Tosis has difficulty with that pshat. Tosis says that we're talking about a different issue, totally different than that.